Vale hammered and banged at the thick elm plank door of the store cave, his voice hoarse from shouting.
Let me out of here! Do you hear me? Open this door!
Clenching his beetroot-stained paws, he battered the door afresh.
You're only a bunch of stupid mice! You ain't got no right to keep me locked up! Get this door open now!
Flinging himself down on a straw pallet, he sobbed. Skipper Joe had taken charge of the store cave keys, and now the brawny otter unlocked the door, following Friar Bunfold inside as he delivered the prisoner's lunch. At the sight of the food, Vale stopped weeping. He threw himself at the tray and began tearing ravenously at his meal. The friar turned his head away in distaste as the young ferret slopped and gurgled, half-chewed food and hastily swigged drink spilling from his open mouth. Vale's eyes narrowed and he glared hatred at his captors.
Bill, what are you two thickheads gawping at, eh?
Skipper Joe shook a warning paw at Vale.
Mind your manners, ferret, or I'll mind them for ye.
Vale bared his needle-like teeth at the otter.
What'll you do, stream dog? Knock me out like that big daft rabbit pal of yours did last night? Well, go ahead. Every beast in this abbey wants to beat me up or pull me ears off.
He switched his wrath to Bunfold.
Oh, aye. I won't forget you, fat belly. Found your precious blue jar, did you, eh? After blaming me for pinching it, every beast in this lousy place hates me. I never had a chance from the first day I was brought here as a babe.
He went back to eating, snuffling and weeping around mouthfuls of food.
I knew that Bryony put the pot back secretly,
Friar Bunfold squeaked sternly.
But I didn't say anything for fear of getting her in trouble.
Vale began chuckling through his tears. It was not a pleasant sound. His eyes shifted cunningly around the store cave. Skipper Joe moved to block the half-open door as the ferret held up his crimson-stained paws, laughing.
Nearly got you, Friar Fat Belly, didn't I? Pity silly old Myrtle never drank enough to finish her off. Oh, but don't worry. I'll get you all before I'm finished. Vale the red pot poison, eh? Well, next time it won't be just poison I'll use. It'll be a noose, a rock, a dagger. Anything I can lay my blood-coloured paws on.
Friar Bunfold drew back fearfully from the grinning ferret. Skipper Joe shepherded him out and turned the key in the lock, saying,
Something'll have to be done about that beast. He's crazy.